Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. You lost something there, Fred. What are you looking at? He says,
you know,
what did you lose?
I've got
your wallet.
You know, I sometimes I wear sandals, flip-flops.
Sometimes?
When I feel in a beach mode.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just rolled the chair over the back end of the flip-flop, which is, to me, means good luck.
Is that what it means?
That means.
That's good luck. That's good luck. It's good.
Man.
Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you. We had quite a week. You and I were dining with Larry Lipson. We'll have to talk about that. We had a nice dinner last week.
He went back home.
He's back in Florida.
But he had a great time.
He had a good time.
He looked like he enjoyed you. I mean, he doesn't know me.
I think he enjoyed meeting you and talking to you.
Yeah, sure, of course.
It was good.
But I mean,
watching you drink all of our wine.
But he was, did I drink a lot?
Yeah, it was good.
I got drunk, didn't
I? No. You forgot, huh? No. No, it was good. Here's the thing.
Did I put a lampshade on my head?
No. You never drink wine, but I got your number down a little bit. If I tell a story about the wine, because, you know, I do that food and wine show, What's Cooking on Wine.
You sure do.
And if I tell you that the grapes in the bottle of Roar Wine, R-O-A-R, well, I have to wait now.
I'll
wait till we'll take a break. We'll make everybody wait.
Yeah, that's what we have
to do. It's a cliffhanger.
That's right.
It's like Hunter's ready to just drink the bottle of wine. And all of a sudden, somebody said, wait!
I immediately lay on my back no matter where I am.
It's perfect. Yeah, you don't remember much about the evening, huh?
No, I had my head out the window in your car.
And the way home was good.
You kept saying, keep your head out the window. Don't bring your head inside.
It was very good. All right, we're going to tell you about that. We got a lot to talk about. Football, baseball. We got emails. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. F-R-E-D is Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. A new product you're going to tell us about. Balance 7. This is really good stuff. Balance7.com.
That's what you want.
It's a supplement there. You're going to want to hear about that. And a whole lot more. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Balance 7, the dietary supplement and alkalizer concentrate that gives you 7 benefits. More energy, mental clarity, relief from joint discomfort, boost your immunity, optimize pH balance, help with weight loss while detoxing your body, relieves heartburn and aids digestion. I've been using Balance 7 and it really wakes me up and helps me with the overall feeling of well-being. No more acid indigestion, curbs my appetite, gives me energy. Right now, if you go to Balance7.com and use the code FredDryer at checkout, you'll receive a 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. My Smooth Skin retails at $13.99 and is free with your Balance 7 dietary supplement order. Again, head to Balance7.com and use the code FredDryer at checkout and get in on the free My Smooth Skin promotion with your order of Balance 7 pH Concentrate. I know I will. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, we're back here in the Sports Lounge. Coming to you each and every week on Sirius XM. We fill their airwaves up over there. Channel 217 on Sirius, 203 on XM, 967 online with Sirius XM. Sports Byline, all the great affiliates on the Sports Byline Radio Network, and CRN Digital Talk Radio. Thank you all for joining us here on the show. Email Fred Dryer at crntalk.com.
Look at Dobby.
crntalk.com. We got some good pictures to show you today on the show, and we'll be posting them up at our Sports Lounge website, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dryer. Check it out. Don't forget our podcast right after the show. If you have an Amazon Echo or a Google Home device, just shout at it. Say, hey, Alexa, play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dryer, and it'll play this week's episode. You can listen to it.
That's pretty good technology.
That's good technology.
Yeah.
Now, so we got a few things to talk about. So we got mattresses. But first, I'm going to dinner with Larry Lipson, one of the great restaurateurs. He was a food and restaurant reviewer and wine reviewer for the Los Angeles Daily News for like 50 years. He retired, went to Costa Rica, then moved back to Florida, and he was visiting in L.A., and I had dinner, and Fred said he'd like to meet him. I said, well, join us. And so all three of us went to the Smokehouse, famed restaurant, right across from where you worked a lot at Warner Brothers Studios.
Warner Brothers Studios, right there.
Right. So we're there. It's a great place to go if you're visiting Southern California. You go into the Smokehouse, you're going to see celebrities, a ton of them there, as they go in and out and cut big deals here, especially as we get away from the COVID-19 crisis. So anyway, I bring some wine. And you, Fred, you like port. You're the kind of guy that you like warm beer. You like room temperature.
What does that mean? That was a pejorative. I saw that squeak out of your...
Because when I was a kid, I'd go back, and I always, when my dad would have beer, it'd be cold beer. And we'd go back to my uncle's farm. And my one uncle, Uncle Jim, I think he drank a little too much beer. He would just drink it warm. And so my dad would go back. I go back there again. He's going to have warm beer again. And you know what this tastes like? It tastes like bleep water. And I'm going like, oh, okay. It's warm beer. So I didn't hear any more about it. My dad has since passed away. Uncle Jim is gone until you, Fred Dryer, will go to a restaurant and order room temperature Guinness.
I challenge him when I walk right through the door. I got a mask on. I'm challenging him.
Guinness.
Give me warm beer.
Guinness. It's like it's the worst beer when it's cold, in my estimation. I know a lot of you like Guinness.
Guinness is cold?
Oh, it's just,
you don't like it?
It's look, once again, another dad story here. My dad is, I'm married, my father-in-law, I've told this story before, my father-in-law is there, and we're talking about beer from the Czech Republic because we have that good European Czech background. Taste this, it's good. It's, you know, the original Budweiser, but the good Budweiser came from the Czech Republic, and there's Pilsner beer and all this stuff. And so he says, well, you got to taste this Irish beer. We go, well, what's that? And he says, Guinness, and I taste it, and it's like, it's bitter. He could put some sticks in it, and he could build it as a foundation for the house. It's so thick.
This is a meal.
It is a total meal. So my dad, it's the first time he's kind of met the in-laws, and so he drinks it, and his face really goes wonkos, and he goes, oh, that's awful good, when he realized he was awful. It's awful good.
It's like eating a steak sandwich.
Then he put the beer down. So you'll drink Guinness at room temperature, but you will not drink fine wine. However, you have been doing more so, and you're into port. And so I bring this wine to dinner, and it's a fairly expensive bottle of wine. I want to impress Larry Lipson, right?
Yes, you did impress him.
Yeah, and it's Roar. It's made up in Santa Lucia Highlands by Gary Francione. Gary Pizzoni also makes wines up there. And Gary Pizzoni might have taken some wines from a certain area of France that's very well known and maybe planted it in his stuff years ago. I don't know. But anyway, it's called the Pizzoni clone now. And I told the story about where the clone really was, not to mention here on the air.
Where was it? He was hiding.
I was somewhere in France. And so I tell this story. So you now know, you, Fred Dreyer, know this is a good bottle of wine. And so I know that you don't like a lot of wine, so I pour a little bit in your glass and pour it a little more for Larry and a little more for myself. And I see you kind of looking after you tasted it, and you didn't say whether you liked it or not, but all of a sudden I see you reach out that big old all-pro defensive end hand, and you pick up the bottle of wine, and you pour more wine in your glass. Like, you really fill it. You must have liked that wine. You just, once you know it's good wine, you just grab that bottle, and there you had it with that salmon of yours. Wasn't it good with the Pinot Noir with the salmon?
I didn't even wait to take the cork out. I wanted that wine.
That's true. So now, your daughter's visiting. Another story.
Yep.
And you and I thought we had time to get your house ready to go because I've helped you with lifting TVs around and everything.
Yes, you have.
You're going to order a bed, a new bed, for your daughter in the bedroom, right?
Yeah.
And so she surprises you, doesn't she? She sneaks into town unbeknownst
to you. But you knew.
I didn't say a word. She said, don't say anything. I'm right in the middle. I felt bad because I think she needs somebody to pick her up at the airport, but I had an event to go to. I said, I'm not available, but obviously she got there. Did you pick her up?
No, she took the Uber.
Wow, so she was smart, and she really surprised you.
She got in and got out.
No bed, though. It's no bed.
No bed.
So what happened? You pick up the story.
That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to get a bed.
You and I.
So when she came in, we'd go right upstairs. Here's your room.
She could sleep.
And here's your bed, brand new all the way through and through. And she was thrilled. She would just be so excited.
We'd be ready, right?
And we'd just be ready for to have her join us and have a good time. So
what happens?
Well, she came in on her own. And she showed up at the airport, and she called me, and she said, I said, hi, what's happening? You getting your trip ready? She says, I'm here. I said, what do you mean you're here?
Mary Fred Dreyer. She's your daughter. That's something you would do.
She says, I'm here.
Just like
she
that.
Says, let's get on with it. I'm here. I love you. I want to see you. Where are you? I said, I'm home. She says, I'm here. I'll be there in about 45 minutes after I get an Uber. Click. And then an hour later,
she's there.
She shows up and got her suitcase, and she was ready to roll.
Sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, but we got there, and I said, let's go tomorrow. Let's get Mike, and we'll go get a mattress. And that's when the mattress situation came about.
So I thought she might order a queen, but you say she ordered.
It's a full.
It's a full. And so now you, because you like Michael Lindell and the MyPillow products, we're going to, right here after the show, you want to order a full mattress topper and full sheets. Is that correct? And does she like the hard, a real fluffy pillow, or does she like the softer, lighter
one? She likes pillows that you can crumble and push together She doesn't like firm stuff. She wants to be in heaven when she goes to sleep.
Yeah. So we should probably get her a couple of those pillows so she can really crunch them up if she wants more. And how about you? You like the same thing, right? Or, you know, you like a little firmer pillow, I would think. Huh? You like that head twisted.
Well, because I'm used to living in a...
a what?
Because I'm used to living in a sleeping bag in the backyard.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, my war experience. Yeah.
So there you're up to date, everybody, on the stories and the saga of Fred Dreyer.
Interesting story, but it...
I thought it was.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, then there it is. It's worth it. If one person thinks it's worth it, it's worth it.
It's worth it. Now, we have a lot of things to talk about on the show. First off, we missed this last week, and I want to give you a bulletin. When we get into Christmas time this year,
yes,
they got 4 NBA games scheduled on Christmas Day.
Too much.
You think?
It's just too much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't they have, like, what, 2 or 3 football games on Thanksgiving? They got 3 now, don't they? Used to have 2, now they got 3 football games.
I think it's 3, yeah. They squeezed one in here at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. They're going to open Christmas Day, and they're going to have the Knicks at noon and against the Bucks. And then you're going to have the Celtics. Let's see, who else is going on here? We've got Atlanta's opening Christmas Day at noon, and that'll be followed by the defending champion Bucks hosting the Celtics. And then there's going to be a game following that will be Phoenix Suns taking on the Golden State Warriors. And then they're going to close out the day with the Brooklyn against the Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah.
Yeah, Lakers.
So this is really something. This is going to be.
Yeah, this will be.
Yeah.
They better do a lot of apologizing to America for all of this Black Lives Matter crap.
Atlanta Knicks followed by Bucks Celtics followed by Phoenix Suns Golden State and then Brooklyn Los Angeles. That's going to be your look forward to that for Christmas.
But you heard what I said.
Yes, I did. We'll see if they apologize. We'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, gentleman we call Sultan, Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks, the all-pro defensive end, the acting
that
legend.
That was an exciting Sunday.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. Green Bay.
Oh, sure it was.
Was it played at the, you know, it was played in Green Bay, right?
Coliseum.
Coliseum, very
My
good.
My favorite place.
There you have it. It's good stuff over there. Okay, let's say hi to a lot of our people. We already got people tuned into the show here, and we, of course, are with you on the weekends at noon Pacific time and at 6 a.m. Pacific time on Sunday. A lot of people also check us out on Wednesday. They like to tune into the show there, and as I mentioned, we're coming to you on Sports Byline and Sirius XM and on CRN Digital Talk. So we got some people here on our chat room on Facebook Live. Bruce is saying hump day, enjoying us, fun day. Kelly says hello from Pennsylvania. And
hello.
Nikki saying hi from Nebraska.
Hi from Nebraska.
And James says good days from Phoenix. It's 110 degrees in Phoenix.
See, that's too hot.
It's a little warm, isn't it?
No. It's not even within the conversation to say, do you think it's hot or not? It's hot. You shouldn't be there.
Charles is saying, holla, holla. That's not for the heat, though. It's just saying,
holla, holla.
Yeah, holla, holla to all
right.
You.
Yeah.
Big footballers, and there you have it. Michelle says, hello, Fred and Mike from Ohio. Bernard is checking in with hot and humid in Ottawa, and the humidity gets
Ottawa.
There on the east. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Kathy is saying hello from Cambria. Nikki is in there. Bruce is he calls it liquid bread he's got here. Carl is saying, guys, hello from Los Gatos. Guinness is like tar. Bruce is saying it's liquid bread. Nikki's saying it's like tar. I agree with you, Bruce and Nikki. I don't know. Liquid bread, would you say Guinness is like bread?
No.
Liquid bread?
No. It's fortifying.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
Maybe you could put that in there.
Nikki also says she loves my pillows. So, and this is true, though. Charles said that Guinness is good for making beef short ribs. Would be good to marinate them in there, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Well, you can cook with it. And they say it leaves a wonderful residue.
It does.
Of potent alcoholism.
Kelly wants to know what you were throwing, because we had you up on the break there during the commercial break on the video cam.
Oh.
And Fred is throwing these. They're little candies. You were known for many years as always having a pocket full of Tootsie Rolls that you would give to people.
The tiny ones.
Economy has got you a little bit, so they're no longer Tootsie Rolls. What are these little round things? They're little hard candies?
Or little round hard candies.
Yeah. And he threw a bunch of them.
Yeah, we have a bunch of them. We just I give more away than I eat, and I eat my share.
There you have it.
Yeah.
All right. Also, Nikki's said you were shooting baskets with paper clips. No, those are little candies there. And Ray is saying hello from Connecticut. Okay, so we got all that taken care of.
And there's Cambria, by the way, for those who are out there in Ottawa, Cambria is a beautiful little town up in the central part of California. And it's just the stepping off point when you want to go see the Hearst Castle. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see and to experience. And I did that. I took my wife and my daughter after she was born. She was in a bucket, you know, a little plastic bucket. We carried her all over the place. And Cambria, it brings a warm smile to my face when I think about the 5 days we spent there and shuttled up and got to see everything. But that's a beautiful, beautiful place. Great part of history, too.
It's good. Now, it's a beautiful country. There's sort of central coast area of California. All right, so the Herschel Walker, did you hear this story?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
Former NFL running back.
Yeah,
he's filed paperwork and talking about a running back. He's going to run for Senate in Georgia, challenging the freshman Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. And Walker Herschel is a Republican, and he's faced scrutiny over his recent residency in Texas. They always bothered the people about all this, but he registered to vote in Georgia, making him an official Peach State resident. So congratulations, huh?
Well, good luck, Herschel. You're going to need it. To hack your way with a machete through the underbrush that is the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Get elected in that state and win votes from Democrats. You've got to win votes with Republicans.
Notre Dame is in the news. Here's the thing. They're going crazy. Ever since the Redskins changed their team logo. Now, Notre Dame is defending their leprechaun.
Yeah, here we go.
The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. It's a historic thing. And now they've got scrutiny on their leprechaun mascot, nicknamed the Fighting Irish. And they say this is one of the most offensive mascots in the United States. Offensive? There's no such thing as a leprechaun. So how can it be offensive?
Well, there's none of these institutions were founded or named by Native Americans. So what are they sticking their nose in for?
Hawaii.
How about this? Look at this. I just saw this.
Yeah.
The leprechaun came in fourth place behind Hawaii's
Billy the Warrior,
San Diego State's Aztec Warrior.
You went to San Diego
State. I went there, and someone's going to screw around with that. I'm driving down, and I'll be marching, whatever I have to do.
The Aztecs. Come on, the Aztec Warrior. And then Florida State's Osceola and Renegade. And so it's crazy, I'm telling you. Cowboys, the Jerry Jones, he's very vocal as an owner, and he's saying, he says it's still all about a personal choice when it comes to COVID-19 vaccine, but he believes that changes when you're part of a team.
No, it doesn't.
Because he says the decision to be vaccinated becomes more than just a personal choice when you consider a player's role. Quoting him, he said, this is a team game. We rely on each other to play. We rely on each other to win. He said all of that comes at the same conclusion as far as what you've agreed to be as far as a player, to be part of the team. Everyone has the right to make their own decision regarding their health and body. I believe that completely until your decision is to yourself negatively impacts others, then the common good takes over, and I'm arm-waving here, but that has everything to do with the way I look at our team, the Cowboys.
There's no possible way you can make this argument that people deciding, thinking it through and deciding not to get vaccinated is threatening the good of the common people, or has anything to do with your stupid football team.
Well, I guess you told him.
Well, that's just a fact.
Yeah.
You know, how can you tell, admonish people who are choosing not to put something into their system that they don't want? And here's, you got this owner, this guy can't even get his quarterbacking and his team squared away for the last 25 years. You know, in the last 25 years, they've not won anything.
That's pretty bad.
25, a quarter of a century, Jerry. So get with it. And snap to it and keep your nose out of other people's business.
Now, we got from the Raiders. I want your comments on this because I think you played with some of these guys. Cliff Branch, it looks like, was named a finalist now for the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Tuesday. And along with him, fellow finalist and former NFL coach Dick Vermeil, also eligible to join the 2022 yeah. Hall of Fame. Now, here's the deal with Cliff Branch. If he's there and he gets the support there, Branch would be with the 1976 Raiders, make history, becoming the first Super Bowl champion to boast six Hall of Famers on the offensive side of the ball. He'd join offensive teammates Gene Upshaw, the lineman. He'd talk Art Shell, Fred Biletnikoff, that's right, Biletnikoff, and Dave Casper, and Kenny Stabler also, and yeah. and also John Madden, your old coach from the San Diego State days, and also the Raiders coach in the Hall of Fame. So this is a this is a pretty good deal. What's your thoughts on that?
All of them are worthy. All of them should be indoctrinated into the Hall of Fame. And I thought those teams that you're talking about, I played against them, and they were terrific. And I think the sooner we get them in there, the better.
Now, unbeknownst to us, maybe some of you know, but apparently there's been already, you know, there's everybody worried about who's going to be quarterbacking. And the Broncos, their head coach has had a little competition here. The Broncos, Vic Fangio, has informed the team that Teddy Bridgewater's going to be the Broncos' starting signal caller week one. Now, here's the deal. Bridgewater had been battling with this incumbent starter, Drew Locke, through training camp for the first 2 weeks. And Locke, I guess, looked pretty good in a blowout win over Minnesota. And then he's been playing 3 years. He kind of regressed against Seattle last weekend, completing 9 of 14 passes for 80 yards. And Bridgewater, meanwhile, shined against the Seahawks, completing 9 of 11 attempts and 105 yards. So it looks like Bridgewater's going to be the starter.
Yeah, he should. That's the way to do it. And you've got, look, Bridgewater and Drew Locke. Locke is inconsistent. Bridgewater could very well be in a position to reignite his career. They got a good team. They're a good team with him playing quarterback, Teddy. And Drew Locke should be thankful that he's got a job with a good team, and this could be a good year for him.
Yeah, I think so. Baseball action. We're getting down to, what, about 30 days left of baseball action right now?
Yeah.
They're saying Game 7 of the World Series this year is scheduled for November 3rd. So the AL wildcard game is set for October 5th, and followed the next day by the National League wildcard. And then the division series for the AL starts October 7th, and both of them start on the October 7th for the National League as well. And then the championship series starts October 15th, and the World Series starts October 26th. And if it goes to a Game 7, November 3rd.
Well, number one, you've got to cut 25 games off that schedule. 25.
Of the regular season,
yep,
you think?
Get rid of them, and then we can have a conversation about what rules we want to keep, because there's some rules that they made over this.
Oh, boy.
Because of the COVID stuff.
That runner on second
that
base.
That is just a disaster.
Yeah, terrible stuff. That's bringing a relief pitcher in, and if he stinks, letting him be there for three players. We'll have more for you. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Can you name the three habits of healthy hygiene? We shower, we brush our teeth, and we... Wait a minute. What third habit? Think about it. The pandemic's reminded us that the nose is your body's filter against a constant invasion of airborne germs. Your nose traps allergens, bacteria, and viruses, but like any filter, the more it's clogged up, the less it works. Now it's easy to clean your nose with Navage. My name's Martin Hoke, and I did not invent nasal irrigation. It's been around thousands of years, but I did invent Navage to make nasal irrigation easy for everyone. Navage uses powered suction to flush out germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you very sick. People love Navage. It has 4.7 stars with over 70,000 online reviews. And over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and select Walmarts. Make cleaning your nose your third habit. Navage. Clean nose. Healthy life.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, leaving the light on for Meemaw and Peepaw and all the other Maws and Paws visiting the close to 4 million grandbabies born last year who've only seen you on a laptop. For all the bubbies, nanas, and papas ready to finally get your arms around those little loves, Motel 6 offers clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. We'll even call you Giga if you want. I'm Tom Bobo Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hi, this is Marcia Hawkins of Elevating with Marcia. Join me this week. We're going to talk sports, of course, my favorite subject. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world, and there's a lot to talk about that. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit insurance. Open enrollment has ended, and I want to talk about what you can do to prepare for open enrollment and the insurance season for 2022. Elevating with Marcia on Sirius XM 203, 217, and on the app 967 Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We are back in the sports loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter. And we got a lot of emails and things to get to. We should just kind of run through our chat room here one more time for you, Fred, a little bit. We got Michelle says, and I guess this is a personal thing. She says, you still look great, Fred Dreyer.
Hey, great.
Michelle says that.
Michelle, my bell.
Ray saying hello from Connecticut. Charles is saying about Herschel Walker, commenting that Herschel was a great athlete who played football, but never a great football player.
Who, Herschel?
Yeah, I think he was good, wasn't he, Herschel Walker?
He was pretty sound.
Yeah, that's what I say. Oh. And Kelly says people need to grow up, leave names alone. And we're talking about fooling around with some of these mascots, for God's sakes. I agree with you on that, Kelly. Nikki says, well said. Michelle said, again, that's another comment here, you should get Stephanie Kramer on your show as a guest sometime. And we're working on that. We'll talk about that. Carl thinks that's a good idea. And Charles Smith, by the way, says, hi, go Braves. The Atlanta Braves, they've been playing really well. And Fred, so have the New York Yankees. They've really turned things around here, have they not?
Yeah, they have. Yeah,
and they're in the wild card bid now.
Yeah, and I look forward to the Dodgers to start making up 2.5 games that they're behind the Giants. Giants have been playing really well. They're the team of the year so far. How long they go, how far they go, we'll see.
That's true. Now, we got a lot of email, fan mail, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And Pamela has sent in a great photo of you, Fred, and another CRN personality, Robert Davi. And I'm going to put this up on our video screen, and we'll post it up at our Sports Lounge website, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. It's a picture of you, Fred, with a very young-looking Robert Davi. He obviously starred in Hunter. Can you tell us about that episode?
It was called A Girl Named Hunter. I don't know Bob's what he played in it, but the Girl Named Hunter was this photograph.
Well, I'm going to show that one in a second.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
then you run.
Yeah, I'll get to it in a second.
Run the photograph.
But this was the 1989 Hunter episode.
Is that 89?
1989. And if we can show that picture, we'll get this up here for you. This one right here is Fred holding a little baby. Was this the girl named Hunter that you're holding? It's a nice picture
of
you.
They do this in the movie business. But
what do they do?
If you're going to use a child, you have to be aware of the child endangerment laws.
And right.
So you usually get twins.
So you do.
So one baby is out in the
shot
out in the off camera,
right?
And one baby is on camera. They can only work for a period of time. Then you have to put them away and bring out the other baby. So that's why there's two. There's only one baby in the show.
One baby in the show, and there's another picture that Pam sent in, and it's a candid photo of you holding the twins that played the role of baby Hunter. So you're holding both of those kids. One's dead asleep. Obviously, you must have been telling some kind of an exciting story.
So bored.
Yes, did you tell a story about your football
days? She said, I heard it already.
Stones right off. Yeah. And the other one, it seems like she's quite enjoying it. There's a smile. We're going to post these again at our website, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. You can check it out. They'll be posted up there. And a good-looking Fred Dreyer, you look like you could really handle twins.
Those are my kids.
It's an amazing fact that no one knew about the Hunter Show. But that's pretty good. I really think that, you know, you've got what? You got three grandkids and you got your daughter, Kate, and it's like,
yep.
You could look like a good, you could be a good grandpa there.
It's well, really, life's good.
Yeah.
And these two kids were terrific. The mother and the people that entrust these two little guys, to come on the set and be around a lot of strangers and people where they're moving stuff around. It's great, you know, and I told my daughter she was five at the time.
Yeah.
I said, it was just too bad you couldn't be on the set because she would have liked to have seen it.
Oh, yeah. She would have taken care of the kids, for God's sake.
Oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Jason says, Fred, I love that show, Hunter. It's my favorite cop show, and you were great in that program.
Thank you.
So that's a pretty good thing. Then we got another comment here. This is from Rosalind. She says, my son and I watch your reruns all the time. You and Stephanie were both very talented actors. She was beautiful, and you were very handsome.
Oh.
Yeah, we live far away, and she said handsome. I just was pausing.
Was that you? You said that.
I did. I paused.
You've always thought I was handsome.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
We live far away in northeast Mississippi. I remember watching your show when my son was a young kid, and she says he's now 48. Where does the time go? 48.
Oh, jeez.
I'm telling you. She says, hoping all is going well in your life.
Everything is wonderful, and I hope the same is with you.
Now, Jimmy is watching Hunter, and it's on a lot of things. It's on Amazon, it's on Peacock, and he watches it on Pluto TV, Pluto. Get that app, Pluto TV. Jimmy says, saw Hunter again on Pluto TV, and I'm hooked.
Good. That's a good show to be hooked on.
Yep. Manita says, hello, Fred. I'm a fan of your TV series with Stephanie Kramer and still enjoy watching the reruns. Stay safe, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Manita.
So we have it. And Stevie Mersola says, Fred, what was your favorite pre- and post-game meal when you were with the Rams? This is a good question. What was your favorite pre- and post-game meal when you were with the Rams?
Well, pre-game meal was Sunday morning. So I would either eat nothing or I would whack out a couple of pancakes and a little coffee. And then on the way to the stadium, about 2 hours later,
right,
I would maybe eat some dates.
Dates?
Yeah.
That was pancakes possibly and dates.
Yep.
Okay, and then what about after the game? What was your post-game meal?
I would usually get some form of a protein, fish. More than likely, fish, salmon, shark. We used to go to a place.
What was it called?
Down in the marina. And
Sharkies. No.
Yes. And we'd get ourselves full up. The place was packed with people, Ram fans. We'd come in. They'd give us our table over near the motorboats.
Who's we? Was it you and the gang?
Oh, there was some. Sometimes it was my mom that would be with us, my brother, and our friends from the neighborhood.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Priya says, "Do you remember the first acting gig, your first one, and how did you get the role? Was it a standard audition? Not much of a football fan, but love you and Hunter, my best. What was the first acting gig, and how'd you get the role?"
It was a small film done by some friends of ours, and Bob Stein and I, was a linebacker for the Rams, we said, you know, you guys got to put us in this movie for good luck. And they said, well, let me think about it. So the next day they said, come on down to the set, we've got something for you. So they let us be in the movie. And, of course, you know, we're idiots. We don't know really what to do. But we figured it out. We saw what was going on. And we didn't have to audition. There was no auditioning at all in there. But we had a real good time. And it was a fun off-center send-up of what was going on in the culture at the time.
All right, we got one correction because we got the greatest listeners. And And Nikki is saying that the episode with Robert Davi was Million Dollar Misunderstanding. That was the episode. And then the girl named Hunter had the twins in there. So Kelly's saying adorable, cute pictures. And Michelle says, I remember another episode of Hunter called The Baby Game. And they had two-year-old twin girls on Hunter. And that one was really good, too. So what do you think?
We had some great stories. And they were, Roy Huggins was the executive producer from the second to the eighth year, or second to the fifth year, and he was great. And they always come up with some good. You know what Roy used to tell me? He says,
"What
I have to leave Friday night out on the road, either that or Saturday morning very early, and I would just drive north or I would drive east on Highway 10." And sometimes I'd drive all the way into Arizona. And he says, but I would drive and I would come up with stories.
Just by driving?
Just by driving. That's how he did That's how he did most of it.
Now, the twins shot that was sent in reminds us that we have to say happy birthday to a baby Hunter, right? Don't we have to say?
Last week we had a request. The baby Hunter's birthday was coming up. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. We want to wish baby Hunter
a happy
fifth birthday today.
That's
thank
really
you so much.
Baby Hunter going to be five years old when watches Hunter with you.
Yep, that's correct.
That's good. Now, we had another comment here. This one, we haven't heard from this guy in a while. He's out there. I don't know what the temperature is in Palm Springs, but our old neighbor Paul, who used to be on our show, retired. Turned 75 and he retired out to Palm Springs. And he says, what was it like to beat a team 59-0?
It was wonderful because it was the Atlanta Falcons at the Coliseum. And they thought they were going to come into L.A. and beat us.
Not so, huh?
But it wasn't. It was a preposterous day. And I don't know what the defensive stats were, but we just murdered them, and it was very humiliating. They never forgot that for a long time.
Neighbor Paul likes to try to stump you, but obviously not this time. Now, well, you had a comment too, Fred, that you wanted to talk about the Oakland A's. They don't know if they have their home, if they're going to stay in Oakland, or if they possibly are going to go to Las Vegas. They've got two potential locations,
one
in Oakland and one in Vegas.
Yes, that's correct. And they're developing these two venues at the same time.
So whatever best deal they get or the deal they like the best, that's where they'll probably end up. I hope they stay in Oakland. They're the last team that will, you know, the Oakland Raiders left.
Yeah, I don't want people just to abandon. I mean, you know, they've got, franchises – are at the college level and at the professional level. They're just taking a beating nowadays because people are leaving for the sake of money, and that's what their charter is. They're there to make money, and
of course we
understand that. But you know, tradition. It's the Oakland A's, not the Vegas A's.
Yeah, there you have it. I'll tell you there. Now we've got a lot of happy birthdays for Hunter coming out on the chat room on Facebook Live. Charles says, Fred, do you have any close friends from your Rams Super Bowl team?
Do I what?
Have any close friends still from the Rams Super Bowl team?
Well, of course, I have a lot of them.
Yeah.
I see about a half a dozen of them.
Yeah.
And the other don't live around here. So, but I was just on the, Roman Gabriel show back east.
Is Roman Gabriel III is the Roman's
Yeah, that's
son.
Right. But Roman is right there, you know.
Yeah.
So we.
Vince Ferragamo has been on the show.
Sure.
We've had a lot of them on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. All right, we're going to take a little break, come back with more for you. It is the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Don't forget, you can send your emails to Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. F-R-E-D is your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R. freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll be back. Final segment of the Sports Lounge.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help.
They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
And we are back. Well, you and I have tried some new product, Balance7.com.
Yes.
It's great. It gets rid of your acid indigestion, but it gives you energy, settles your stomach down, very healthful for you. And it's just a one-ounce shot that you take three times a day.
Yep.
30 minutes of no eating or drinking on either side of it. It's just a shot. It doesn't necessarily taste like water. It tastes like it's got some good stuff in it when you drink it down. So balance7.com is the website. And when you go there, they got this stuff you can rub on your skin. That's normally like $13, $14. And when you go to order it, it's absolutely free with any Balance 7 product you do. So go to that website, balance7.com. Again, that's balance7.com.
What's the promo code there? What do you think?
Promo code would be Fred Dreyer. Yo. That's to get the free skin solution there from Balance 7. So go to balance7.com. And what's the promo code?
Fred Dreyer.
D-R-Y-E-R.
Yeah.
Check it out. Brand new sponsor for our show here, balance7.com. Go there, order it up, and put down Fred Dreyer as your promo code. The Diamondbacks, they had this Caleb Smith has been suspended 10 games because they found that he had something in his glove.
A baseball?
And I guess he's going to appeal it, but they say the Diamondbacks will not be able to fill his spot on the 26-man roster during the suspension. Well, what the hell? If that's a problem there, you got to be able to bring somebody up, right? I don't know. Some of these rules are crazy.
Hey, listen. You know, they've ruined so much stuff. There's just no more footing.
Well, we're going to get you in as the commissioner of football.
I should be the commissioner of something.
You're the commissioner.
I should be the commissioner.
The Sultan commissioner. That's our show.
Honestly should.
Don't forget, if you miss anything, Log on to our website, Lounge on the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. If you want to get our lounge show on demand, all you do is go to your Amazon Echo, Google Home, and say, hey, Alexa, play the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, and you can listen to the show anytime you want. Same with Google Home.
Yep.
And there we go. Don't forget, email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Yes, one big one. Happy birthday, baby Hunter.
Happy birthday, baby Hunter.
Number 5 for you.
Yeah, Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. We'll see you next week.